Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben, you've got to play your golf today. There's a flash flood watch from Sunday morning, tomorrow morning through late Monday night. The remnants of Linda, partly cloudy today. Scattered showers windward and isolated showers leeward, high about 90, low 76. Trades are still with us, 15 to 20. And then Sunday through Monday, it's going to be windy, mostly cloudy, widespread showers, slight chance of thunderstorms, heavy rain capable of producing flash flooding will be possible, high again 90, and those winds are going to range from southeasterlies to northeasterlies. Everything's going to be switching around. This is going to go through Monday, so just be ready. So if you'd like to play a round of golf, Makalei has a 936. Poipu, an 11:30, and there's a secret VIP on property. Hartford Insurance, they're playing, and the Princeville boys are out at Poipu. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. Royal Hawaiian Country Club has a 9:40, Bayview an 11 o'clock. Makaha East has an 8:54, Wailea aerated, $50 for the gold course. That's very good for Kama'aina, 9:10. Emerald has a 12:40, Blue an 11:40, and Maui Nui has a 10:28. Have a great day out there and enjoy, because we'll probably be indoors considerably, unless, of course, the Ducks are going to go out and play. And we all know that every golfer is really a duck inside. All right, we're going to thank the people who make this show possible. In addition to Suze Electric, they've been a leader for 40 years, and we're looking for a good bunch of electricians who'd like to join the Suze Electric team. A few good electricians. They're busy, so call 842-1944, extension 23. Suze Electric, where they do it right. Join their team. Call 842-1944.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors: Dr. Carlson's Spine and Pain Clinic in Kailua, MD Restoration Water Flood Broken Pipe Cleanup 24/7, Aloha Power Equipment, we keep power at your fingertips, Honolulu Sign, now at 1724 Hart Street, one block Mauka of Nimitz, Suze Electric and Cranes Inc., keeping Hawaii powered and lifted for 60 years. High-rises, shopping and commercial centers. Houses and RCM construction for your Spalding repairs. And now, here's Danielle Tucker.
And let's bring her in all the way from beautiful Scotland. Lewin Mayer, Global Golf Post, a senior writer and special correspondent. Of course, she's the author of many books, including The Real Monty, Colin Montgomery's biography. And welcome into the clubhouse, Lewin.
Thank you, Danielle. Thank you. It's good day to be in the clubhouse, I would think, because it's raining in Carnoustie now. And, well, it's been raining on and off most of the afternoon.
Well, wait a second. Wait a second, because, you know, it's been so beautiful. There's been nothing nasty about Carnoustie until, I guess, it's rolling in, it's becoming Carnasty.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's threatened before. We've seen it, you know, on the practice days. You could see right across to St. Andrews, right across the river. Wow. But suddenly the clouds came in, and we have had lots of lovely sunshine since. But they've seen a bit of wind, they've seen a bit of rain, and today they had quite a lot of both. And the girl, No, who was right up at the top, you could see her just getting more and more exhausted. You know, she was playing Carnoustie, she was playing the weather, and she was hopping the odd bunker, but going in others, and then, blow me, if she didn't go in the Barry Burn.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah, let me know, from California. You know, we went from the brand new Dumbarney Links in Scotland for the Scottish Open. We're now at the revered and, of course, at times feared, Carnoustie Golf Links in Angus, Scotland. What's the difference between the two other than age?
Well, yes. I mean, the age puts some poles apart because Dumbarney Lynx is only into its second year and Carnoustie goes back for, well, you tell me, you've probably got it down on paper so I won't get it wrong.
No, I don't.
But, one of these courses that was just obviously going to be a golf course, you know, when they sort of studied, somebody studied the land, because it's got all these wonderful dunes and it's a wonderful stretch of coastline. So it's a perfect golf course, to be honest.
Wow. Yeah. And I understand what I do know about the Carnoustie links, golf links, is that there's the Burnside course if you don't want to play Carnoustie. There's the Burnside course, the Budden Links course, and there's a free-to-play short five-hole course called Nesty. And I think that's so cool that on this, you know, very revered course, there's a free-to-play five-hole course. That's wonderful.
Oh, it's absolutely wonderful because they're doing everything they can in the UK to get youngsters playing. And, I mean, isn't that the way? Just five holes, that's enough. And, you know, you don't pay, then that's perfect, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Actually, it's perfect. Now, incredible news. AIG is the sponsor of the AIG Women's Open, the final major in this year. Really, the final major, not just on the women's, but, of course, on the men's side as well. They're going into the FedEx Cup playoffs. They're playing at the Northern Trust, and we'll get to that later with Bob Herrig calling in ESPN. But incredible news from AIG. And I bring up the men because they're always getting so much more money. But now AIG Women's British Open, AIG's raised the bar substantially. They've increased the purse by $1.3 million to $5.8 million, and the winner gets $870,000. They're playing for $870,000 to the winner. This is amazing.
It's absolutely amazing. And funnily enough, I was I just heard this at Carnoustie. I just heard this bit of information, what was happening, from Martin Slumbers, the chief executive, and I bumped into Laura. So I said, have you heard the news? And no, she hadn't. And I told her of this $5.8 million, and she said, well, I just wish we'd had it 35 years ago. And that, of course, was when she won the British Women's Championship, and she got £9,000.
Oh, how much does that translate? You know, what is that
into
in dollars?
$12,000 and a few pennies.
And $12,000 and a few pennies. Yeah. And then on top of that, by 2022, the purse is going to increase by another $1 million to $6.8 million. And then the ladies are playing at Muirfield. Not only is the purse going up, but the courses the AIG Women's Open is being played at are phenomenal.
Yes, the R&A have done a great job because, you know, they fell out of favor with Muirfield for a bit. There was some kind of altercation over whether Muirfield were going to take women members, and then they took them, so that made them put them back on the Open Championship rota, and now they've got the Women's Open, so it's incredible.
Yeah.
They're going to love it.
Yeah.
They're going to love it.
Yeah, and how do they like Carnoustie?
Oh, the girls, they're all very sensible. In this, you know, they're not going to start running Carnoustie down when they're about to play there. And they've all found it, you know, they've enjoyed it thoroughly. They enjoyed last week Dumbarney Lynx. They thought that was incredible. And they just love the challenge of Carnoustie. And they wanted, I mean, somebody like Georgia Hall was hoping for bad weather because she thought that would favor her. But in fact, she didn't have a particularly good day today. But, no, it's been really tough today, really tough. And how that girl, Louise Duncan, the amateur, has done so well is just truly remarkable.
Oh, well, she's also a countryman of yours, Louise Duncan, and an amateur on top of that. You know, she played very well in the Scottish Open last week, and here she is tied for fourth after a 68-73-68 in uncomfortable conditions and at the top of the leaderboard with Akana Kurtz-Madsen, Lizette Salas, Sanna Nunton, Madeline Sagstrom, Lexi Thompson, Aria Jutanagarn, Brooke Henderson, Nellie Korda, Aria Jutanagarn, Yelini No, and Siyoung Kim, and Georgia Hall. I'm only at tied for eighth. You know, this is a phenomenally close leaderboard.
It's phenomenal. And do you know that the amateur girl, she just looks like a child, actually. There she was playing in her ankle socks today in shorts. And, you know, the others were sort of already in their waterproofs. But she says she's feeling very comfortable in this company. And I'm sure she's thanking Georgia Hall for that, because they played together in the first two rounds. And Georgia is just a charming girl anyhow. But she really encouraged her. And that was really, you know, that's good to see. And it helps, of course, that Louise has got a great caddy. And that's Dean Robertson, who's the coach at Stirling University. And he's turned out one champion after another this year. He's had a remarkable year.
Wow. What is his coaching philosophy? Have you gotten into that?
Well, yes. I'll tell you something very interesting. He started off, he's a former Italian Open champion, but he started off 11 years ago being given seven boys in the Stirling University squad. And then 5 years later, he was asked if he'd take the girls. And he jumped at the idea of that. And the first thing he did was to make it a mixed squad. And very soon, you know, it just started working for the girls straight away, because they put on length and they were forever playing against tough competition in these boys, and that just worked splendidly for them. And I remember asking him, I said, and what did it do for the boys? You know, how did it help them? And he said the benefits when they began to show were just as striking, and it was because the girls were much more organized than the boys. And they hadn't really been bothered with their schoolwork. And when they saw the girls managing to do everything, as you would expect, you know, the girls were doing all their university work and they were playing their golf, and the boys weren't. But they started to copy the girls, so it's been very good for them, too.
Wow. Bravo. Now, that's wonderful. And I always... My philosophy is seeing Louise Duncan say she's comfortable. I think we play up to the competition. So if you're on a stage with great actors, your acting is going to be better. You're obviously going to show is not that great, but you're going to feel. Or if you're scuba diving with somebody who knows what they're doing, or being taught by somebody who knows what they're doing, you do better than if you're playing with people who don't know what they're doing. So it's like it just rubs off on you somehow, and you just get better. So, learning the length, the girls competing again. Every girl wants to beat the guys. You know, there's that's just if you're, right. If you're an athletic female, you want to hit it as far as the boys do, and that was brilliant on his part. What's his name again?
Dean Robertson, remarkable fellow, and he's done a great job. He really has.
Awesome. I'm thrilled.
Now, I'll tell you about another Scottish connection here which will interest you, and that's Anna Nordqvist, although she's Swedish, has just married a Scot who's been caddying for her for several years, and he was the Scottish Amateur Championship champion in 2006. And she talked today in her interview very proudly about her husband. And I've never seen her looking so happy, because normally, you know, she's not the most upbeat girl.
Yes, you're right.
As a rule. But you have never seen such a smile on her face as she talked about my husband.
No.
And I can assure you that all the Scottish writers will now be calling her Scottish in the papers, and she'll get a mention in everything.
Of course. And now the other question I have... finally, is on the Solheim Cup. Now, I don't see her as, ranking amongst Christine Wolf, Marianne Copcord, Celine Boutier, Georgia Hall, Olivia Cohen, Anana Kurtz-Madsen, Charlie Hall, Alice Hewson, Sanna Nuutinen, and Emily Kristen Pedersen. So, you know, those are all the top 10. Could she get a pick?
I think almost certainly she'll get a pick. I mean, she's had a very, she's had a good record in the Solheim. She's much better than people think. You know, she goes a bit under the radar because she's not any kind of extrovert, but she's, I think she's won two majors, hasn't she? And she's playing really well at the moment, so it wouldn't surprise. I'm sure she'll get a pick if she carries on like this. And I don't even know that she has to carry on like this. But Katrina Matthews is the captain, of course. She was talking about including, you know, hoping to get another young one in the mix. But I think she might want Anna.
Yes, I was thinking that she would want someone with the experience, having been at the Solheim Cup, someone who's ready for the action to kind of guide some of the young ones who hadn't been there yet. So, as always, Lewin Mayer, or Lewin Mayer, Global Golf Post senior writer, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure, and we'll have to do this again during Solheim Cup.
Okay, thank you so much, Danielle.
Thank you. Aloha. Dr. Parent is going to talk to us. I mean, 31 of the women who are playing went to the Scottish Open after the Olympics, and now they're in the AIG Women's. And this is, I mean, can you imagine flying from Tokyo to Scotland and then with hardly any time playing and then playing? And these young ladies, young women, are certainly putting out a lot. And I'm sure Dr. Joe Parent, who is Golf Digest Top 10 Mental Game Coach, best-selling author of Zen Golf, Mastering the Mental Game, among many other books, will maybe have something to say about this. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
On the Road with Little Mike.
Nice door. Nice door.
Hey, that's a beautiful door. Did you sell that garage door, Dad?
Yes, Diane. Rainer Garage Doors has done many fine homes.
Can Rainer do other designs?
Our custom manufacturing means Rainer can build any door an architect can design. We can even use our customers' wood to provide a perfect match with the rest of the house.
What about people who just need security and privacy?
Rainer's full line of doors means we can provide a competitively priced door for every need.
So people get a free consultation, top quality doors, and a fair price. Call my dad at 676-3667.
You just gotta call my daddy now! 676-3667.
This is Little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rainer Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Dr. Joe Parent, drjoeparent.com. That's where you'll find him. Dr. Joe Parent, Golf Digest Top 10 Mental Game Coach, best-selling author, Zen Golf, Mastering the Mental Game, the best diet book ever, The Zen of Losing Weight, and Zen Putting, and then we've got Zen Tennis, Playing in the Zone, and Walk in the Wood. I really like the cover of this book. And, you know, he has taught students like Vijay Singh, Christy Kerr, World Golf Hall of Famer Julie Engster. Welcome into the clubhouse, Dr. Parent.
Danielle, pleasure to be on with you again.
It's a pleasure to have you. You do lessons by phone, right? Skype or online?
My lessons?
Yes.
I do a lot of FaceTime and Zoom lessons all over the world. And it's, you know, the whole thing that happened with COVID, I was already doing virtual lessons because I teach the mental game. And at the same time, I do a lot with putting, and it's not hard if you have your coach holding your phone or your iPad or, you know, out there on the putting green. I've done lessons as far away as Australia, putting and chipping lessons.
Wow. Then, okay, so as I mentioned earlier, after the Olympics, they took a trip around the world, playing in Scotland. 31 players went from the Olympics to the Scottish Open so they could prepare to be in the AIG Women's British. And this all determines the field of the Solheim Cup. So it's just incredible how much traveling, and I'm thinking, you know, mental game coaching in addition to body fatigue. How do you, when the mental fatigue kicks in and your body's already tired, that's like a double whammy. What do you recommend?
Well, absolutely it is. And one of the women was talking after the second round just how exhausted she was from the travel. so obviously you want to make your travel as stress-free as possible. And then rest as much as you can. But that's all the physical fatigue. And physical fatigue can affect your decision-making out on the golf course. I know I saw one of the women was in a bunker. She was really close to that revetted face, you know, the stacked pieces of sod that,
yes,
that make the faces of those bunkers.
And, yes.
And I've played Carnoustie a couple times. They're intimidating. But she was so close to the face that instead of accepting her situation and playing out sideways, which she would have easily gotten over what was left of the, you know, the side of that, the bunker wasn't nearly as high a lip, and take her medicine. But instead, she hit it right into the face and left herself in the bunker again.
Oh.
With essentially the same shot and not able to advance it to the green. And she ended up making double bogey. So physical fatigue can affect your mental decision-making. But there is mental fatigue. And one of the things that I teach is called conserving mental energy. And that is playing smart and, as I said, accepting when you have to play out sideways, accepting taking your medicine and making a good bogey rather than a bad double. So when you don't take too many risks, you don't have as much stress, and therefore you can recover more easily.
I love it. Exactly. I don't know if smart is the right word to use, you know, because at the time you think you're doing the smart thing. But actually being able to assess the situation and figure out what your percentages are before taking, it's like we're acting too fast. We're going too fast. We're not thinking clearly because we're tired. But I love
that. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And I think that I teach an order that you have to think in when you're in trouble. And I call it out, on, close. Your first priority is to get out. If you aren't sure you can get out with the shot you're playing, you shouldn't be playing that shot. So you play a shot that you have as high a percentage guarantee that you're going to get out. And that's why I said she should have played out sideways, and that would have assured that she got out. Then, if you're sure you can get out, then you say, how do I get on the fairway or on the green? And only if you're sure you can get out and on do you think about getting close.
Excellent. And all of this, you know, of course, takes practice to be able to understand what you do when you're tired, you know, stopping. And that's not our in nature, because in golf, we want to move quickly. We don't want to slow things down. Sometimes you just have to. Sometimes you just have to take that assessment. I love the mission statement on your website. The ultimate goal is not just to help people become better golfers, but better human beings, ones who can relate to themselves and others in a genuine, kind, and courageous way.
Well, thank you. To me, that is really the bottom line and my intention in everything I do, whether it's golf, other sports, business coaching, or life coaching. It's about helping people get out of their own way and get the most out of their abilities and develop their positive qualities. Everybody focuses so much on the negative, but we have so many positive qualities that if we get out of the way, you know, if we get our self-consciousness and our negativity out of the way, we give those positive qualities an opportunity to bloom and blossom.
When you said self-consciousness, that just hit so home, you know, and I'm sure it did for a lot of people, because we are so overly self-aware and we think, you know, when somebody else is on the tee, I am not looking at every move they make and what they're doing. I'm thinking about what I've got to do, you know, and so when we're standing up there, we have to remember, what were you thinking? Were you watching and critiquing that person? Maybe some people do that, but, you know, for the most part, that's not what we're doing.
And that's really a good point. I think it's important to separate self-aware and self-conscious. Self-aware is you are aware of what you're feeling, what you're doing, what you're thinking. Self-conscious is you're worried about what you're feeling, thinking, doing, and what other people might be thinking of you. So that's really what we mean by self-conscious, kind of checking on yourself. And I like to say it's really hard to make a good golf swing if you're looking over your own shoulder.
Yes. Indeed. We have enough to think about making sure we get the ball, you know, hit the ball.
And you were absolutely right, Danielle. And it's something that I try to explain to golfers. They think everybody's looking at them on the first tee. What I teach is I say, I want to put your mind at ease. Nobody cares about you. They're all thinking about themselves. Because what are you thinking up there? You know, if your fellow competitor hits a good shot, you don't go, oh, I admire them so much. You think, I'm going to hit it past them. And if they hit a bad shot, you don't think, oh, they're so bad. You think, please don't let me do that. Please don't let me do that. It's all about, you know, pretty much everybody's out there thinking about themselves. So you're projecting them thinking about you because you're thinking about you. Not so much.
Yes.
You're thinking about yourself. They're thinking about themselves. Just be more self-aware than self-conscious. And it brings in the question of worry. And that's where so much stress comes from. Working with Christy Kerr, she came up, you know, I said, you know, the biggest source of interference is worrying about the outcomes and concern about. And she said, well, what if we say worry about results? And the first three letters are WAR. When I worry about results, I'm at war with myself.
Wow.
And that's really the key to say, you know what? I know what I want to accomplish. That's my vision. But if I still think about what I want to accomplish, then I lose track and I don't do my process properly. It's kind of like a relay race. If you're going to hand off the baton, don't be looking at the finish line. Look at the person's hand where you want to hand the baton off to. And then when they start running, root for them to get to the finish line. But if you're looking at the finish line while you're trying to hand off the baton, you're going to drop the baton. And when you're playing golf, you're going to drop the ball.
Yes. And so in effect, when you give us that analogy, you have to think of yourself as being on the team with yourself. There's so many of you in there doing all sorts of different things, which is
interestingly, when I teach putting,
yes,
the two-person relay race is you and the ball. And your job is to make a good handoff of energy from the putter face to the ball. And once it leaves the putter face, that's your handoff. All you can do is root for it. So if you take care of your job of getting the ball started, your job is not to get the ball in the hole. you're not allowed to put the ball in the hole. You can't pick it up and place it in the hole. What you're allowed to do, and your only job, is get the ball started on your best guess of the line and the pace. And if you got it started on the line and pace you wanted with a good roll, end-over-end roll, with a good stroke on it, then you made your putt. Then you see if the ball goes in and see if you hole your putt. So I separate those two words out, making and holing. You can make, that's why one of my books is How to Make Every Putt. You can make every putt. You're probably not going to hole every putt, but you can make every putt as far as your execution of getting the ball started.
Wow. That's wonderful. Such a thank you. I often
say... And that's
where
your confidence comes from.
Yes.
If your confidence comes from how many go in, you know, the PGA Tour average from 8 feet is like 50%. So if you're outside of that, chances are it's not going to go in the hole very often, once in a while. So, but if your confidence is based on how well you get it started, isn't it better to say, you know, if somebody says, how many putts did you make? Oh, only one or two, as opposed to, I made almost all of them. I just didn't hole that many.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, you got it closer to the hole so you could then put it in the cup, not with your hands.
I did my job.
Yes. Justin Thomas, when you say about the confidence in the putting, he changed his putter at the urging of a 15-year-old. He went back to his long net.
I love that.
Isn't that
you
great?
Know, you never know. There's so many stories of tournament pros winning winning with putters that they, an old one they found in their garage, or they were in the shop and in that bargain basement bin, you know, the barrel that has all these old clubs in it, and they pull it out and they swing it and they go, gosh, this feels really good.
Yeah.
Wonder how it'll play. And they go for a practice round and they go, yeah, you know what? I'm going to put it in. And they win with a putter that they bought for $40 out of the bin in a golf shop.
Yeah, and this is a putter Justin Thomas had been using for a long, long time, and then he started to change. You know, like sometimes we just think, oh, this old thing isn't going to work anymore. I need to try this new stuff that they're coming out with. But, you know, it doesn't...
Oh, do you want to know why that happens?
Why?
The reason it happens is it's a psychological thing that you associate whatever happened about a half a second before with something that made an impact. And we kind of take for granted when the ball goes in the hole, but we get upset when it misses from 3 or 4 feet. And so that's what we remember, and then we associate that with the last thing we were looking at before that terrible experience, and that's the putter.
Oh, my.
And we start saying, oh, this is the thing that I miss putts with.
Yeah.
You want to play? They say, oh, what's that club called? Oh, that's called the thing I miss putts with. You want to play with that one? No. So you have all these negative associations with it. You put it away. You have a fresh new start, no negative associations. And you get, hey, this rolls pretty well. After a while, you develop those negative associations. You go back to your old putter and say, why did I put this away in the first place? This feels great. And Arnold Palmer is famous for having like 100 putters in his garage because he would always feel like, this is the thing I started missing putts with. Put it away. Take out another one.
Boy, I'm really glad. I know a lot of people who are probably thinking, wow, why do I have so many clubs in my... And now I know why. People, I often say, if you're going to go out and play golf, you should go out and have fun. And people say, well, you know, fun, that's inappropriate because golf isn't fun. Well, goodness gracious, you have to have a fun state of mind. And then I read on your website, and this is Dr. Joe Parent. You can find him at drjoeparent.com, Golf Digest Top 10 Mental Game Coach, okay? People think that if they play better, then they'll have a better time. But it's really the other way around. If you learn to enjoy yourself more, you'll find yourself playing better.
Yep, that's one of my favorite quotes that I've been saying for 30 years. People think, if only I played better, I'd enjoy it more. But if you'd enjoy it more, you'd play better. That's really the bottom line.
Yes. We have to
find a way to make it more fun. instead of beating yourself up because you don't play, because you miss a shot, even the pros miss shots. You know, they don't all hit perfect shots every time. Ben Hogan, one of the greatest ball strikers in history, said, if I hit three shots exactly the way I planned, it's a good round of golf.
Wow, take that.
All the others are close. So lower your standards. Give yourself room to play. That'll take a lot of the stress off. Give yourself nice big targets to aim at. And then, you know, you pick a small target, but a lot of room around it is the idea. You know, I like to say in golf, you aim at a spot, but you play to an area. Even the test robot, the balls don't all land in the same exact spot. They land in an area. So yours, depending on your skill level, might land in a pretty big area. Well, give yourself room. Aim at a specific spot to give yourself a sharp target, an image that you want your body to perform. But then give yourself a break and give yourself room so that if it doesn't go exactly where you want, you can still play the next one.
Fantastic. Such good advice. Dr. Joe Parent, Zen Golf. This is in the 25th printing?
Yeah, we've got nearly 300,000 hardcover plus e-books and audiobooks and foreign editions. We're close to 1 million.
Wow. Congratulations.
And I have a lot. I have a lot of students, teenage, you know, junior golfers and college golfers that weren't born when Zen Golf was written, but it's still fresh because, hey, we all have the same golf mind, you know?
Yes. I mean, we're all humans, and somebody gave us a stick and said, hit this ball in the hole.
Well, I think it was two young shepherds that were whacking, and they whacked a little sheep pellet, and it went into a rabbit hole, and I said, see that? I bet I can do that. I bet I can get into that hole in less shots than you.
Makes total sense to me. Now, what about...
Maybe near Carnoustie, where they're playing right now.
Yes, exactly. When I was going through all of your books, I went, oh, wow, I want to get this one. A Walk in the Wood, Meditation on Mindfulness. Wow, with Pooh.
With a bear named Pooh.
Yes.
It's stories of Winnie the Pooh and friends. And after each story is a little section on a meditation that you can do at home, in nature, developing qualities like kindness and generosity and gratitude. So it's really a family book for developing those kinds of values, parents and children, together. I wrote it with my sister, and my wife is a graphic designer who works for Disney, and she designed that beautiful cover and the whole interior. So
wow.
It was really a family affair.
Wow. And this is, how long has this been out?
It's only been out for a couple of years, and it's already in the 7th printing. So it's gotten a lot of popularity, and it is really fun to see your favorite characters like Piglet and Eeyore and learn, you know, Piglet learns to be more confident and fearless, and Eeyore learns to cheer up, and Rabbit learns to stop multitasking. And so I get to teach all these things using the characters, and I recorded the audiobook and did all the voices.
Oh, my gosh. I've always wanted
really,
to do something like that.
It was really fun. That was really fun.
Dr. Joe Parent, you'll find him at drjoeparent.com. Golf Digest Top 10 Mental Game Coach, best-selling author, Zen Golf, Mastering the Mental Game. And you got to find A Walk in the Wood, too. Meditations on Mindfulness with a Bear Named Pooh. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle. Always a pleasure.
Aloha. And speaking of kids, we've got the executive director of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association coming on next. And our kids are doing famously. They're traveling around the world. They're in the Curtis Cup. They're amazing. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. We are totally COVID compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Does your golf swing have a hitch in it? Want to learn the finer points to play better? Get the fun back in your game with coaching by Master PGA Teaching Professional Claude Brousseau, Director of Instruction at Wailea Golf Academy, a Golf Channel Academy. Claude, a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, will simplify your game. Scratch golfer or just beginner, you will improve immediately and get fast results. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or email cbrousseau@waileagolf.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-856-9458. And have fun counting your birdies.
Sioux Electric has been a leader for 40 years. And we're looking for a few good electricians for Sioux Electric. They're busy. So call 842-1944. Extension 23, Sioux Electric, where they do it right. Join their team. Call 842-1944, extension 23, and do it today.
What does your company sell? Do you provide a service, fill a need, sell insurance or real estate for that must-have new car? Become a sponsor of Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show. We reach a pure target audience of business owners. Let us help you. We have affordable rates and it's easy to do. Just email rick@radiogolfclub.com or call Rick at 808-220-1000. Reach the people like you who are too busy running their business. That's rick@radiogolfclub.com or call 808-220-1000.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Matt Rollins, Executive Director, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. And the Curtis Cup is being played next week. And Hawaii's Allison Korpuz, this is an amateur event, and she joins Rose Zhang, Rachel Heck. She was an automatic selection for this event. I didn't realize that Allison is one of the top three Americans in the Women's World Amateur Golf Ranking.
Yeah, she's actually ranked 11th in the world right now, so pretty amazing, and it kind of speaks to her consistency over the last number of years. She's always up there on leaderboards, and she's had a great college career.
Yes, she's a first team All-American by Golf Week, Women's Golf Coaches Association, led at the USC team with a 71.57 stroke average. And I didn't know that she's going to compete in the first stage of LPGA Q School later this month.
Oh, I didn't know that either. It's to me, but I think that's kind of a natural progression for her.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. It's great to see. Let's all cheer. But Hawaii State Junior Golf Association has been huge, and you and your team. And I've got a kudos to all the coaches. There was the Girls America's Cup World Championship qualifier, the Junior America's Cup, the Mary Cave Cup, Team Hawaii, the Eddie Hogan Cup. All of these kids were on the road. How much does the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association play in this, creating all of these teams?
Well, so much happens in July and August. It's almost tough to keep up. It seems like there's a good result over on one side of the country, and then you look at another event and you got our teams playing. And so it's tough to keep up, and these kids obviously travel a ton, and I think their parents deserve a lot of credit for helping them achieve their dreams and that too. But yeah, there's a ton of coaches involved, and there's a lot of associations involved in the development of these kids in Hawaii. So obviously we manage the qualifying for a lot of these major events and teams, and it's nice for these kids to kind of culminate their junior career or some of the results that they had this season and get a chance to travel to the mainland and represent Hawaii.
Yes. So you're talking about the different, every island has a golf association, and there are some private golf associations that work with the junior golfers and really teach them the competitive skills necessary to go in. And then they also can be Hawaii State Junior Golf Association members and then compete and hopefully get to the Michelle Wee Tournament of Champions that's held every year. So there's a lot of teamwork amongst the organizations in Hawaii that help kids become great golfers. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. There's actually 11 associations in Hawaii that kind of have their hand in junior golf in one way or another, and they all play important roles, whether it's introduction to the game or the developmental side or the competitive side. And you get to see a lot of great kids kind of advance through each of those stages. So it is a great group of people supporting these kids. And obviously it's up to the kids, though, too, to put in the work every day. And they do work hard. A lot of them are at the course every day or every chance that they get. And then they have to go out there and compete against some of the best kids across the country. So it's cool to watch. I think July and August are pretty amazing months for junior golf, and it's great to see some good results from our kids.
Yeah. On that note of practice, Michelle Wee, when she was playing in the Jenny K, and I asked her during our interview, you know, how much time do you spend practicing? And I believe she said to me that it was 3 to 4 hours on school days and 7 hours on weekends. So what does that tell you?
Well, and that might be a little bit extreme,
yes.
It tells you that she had a very specific goal in mind, and she was very driven, and that was where she wanted to spend her time. I know personally I couldn't do that because I don't think I have the attention span for that, but it's just coming back to this Curtis Cup and seeing that Allison qualified. You look at some of the other women that have qualified over the years, and it's Michelle and it's Stephanie Kono and Kimberly Kim and some of these great golfers that have kind of worked their way through the various levels here in Hawaii and then continue to progress through amateur and college golf and onto professional golf. So I think it's just a great thing for our kids to see that these levels, this is kind of how you progress through the game, and they have these great heroes that they can look up to.
Yeah. Allison Korpuz, I think she actually became younger, the youngest qualifier in the U.S. Women's Amateur Public Links history. She was 10 years, 3 months, and 9 days. And so she actually surpassed fellow Hawaii native Michelle Wee as the youngest qualifier. 10 years, 3 months, and 9 days. That's why I say she's amazing. So, and I guess when you talk about the developmental side, that's why it was such a perfect fit for First Tee Hawaii to be under the umbrella of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association. That's the very beginning steps that a child would take.
Yeah, and the First Tee team and coaches are incredibly busy right now. There's wait lists at most locations around the state, and so we're just working to try and make sure that there's First Tee locations in the areas that need them across the state. And hopefully that will grow the base of golfers in the state, and then they can progress to the island associations and beyond. So I think what First Tee does is fantastic. And then obviously the island associations serve a very important purpose beyond that.
That's excellent. So Matt Rollins, How long have you been our Hawaii State Junior Golf Association Executive Director?
I've been here for 5 years, and it's gone incredibly quickly.
5 years. Wow. Yep. Somehow it seems longer than that and shorter than that. And I understand that you're leaving and going home, so to speak, to your family.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to be closer to family back in Canada. So I'm wrapping up things at the end of the month here. But it's been an amazing experience in Hawaii. Amazing people that we've had the opportunity to meet and work with. Many have become great friends of ours. And it's an amazing place. And the lifestyle out here is something I couldn't even imagine when I first came. We have a little boy too that's 2 years old.
He's adorable.
He's a little Hawaiian baby, so he's always going to have the opportunity to say, "Hey, I was born in Hawaii."
Yes, and he is he's the cutest. He's so cute. So I don't know. I understand the search has been on so that you can hand over the baton to a new executive director. And I don't know who this is. I understand that. Drum roll, please. This is a big moment. Who's taking over?
Well, the association plans to do some communication in September once the transition is complete. But I will tell you that they have found somebody great with some ties to Hawaii, with some great nonprofit background experience, and. So you'll definitely get to know this person over the next couple of weeks. But I've probably had a couple of weeks overlap now with this person, and I will over the next the remainder of the month. And hopefully, I think everything's going to be smooth. And I look forward to watching and seeing how the association grows from here. I think there's a lot of great things going on just with the association's collaborating out here with the first tee and where it's headed, with us kind of looking at our headquarters being primarily located on Oahu, and then just the great people that are supporting the organization. So I think in a great position, and I'm happy to watch from the sidelines.
Awesome. Thank you for being a big part of the golf club, and I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss talking with you. It's so much fun, spending evenings once a year at the We Love Ping Pong, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association fundraisers, and all the different things that you've done. Thank you for growing the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association as much as you have, taking over from Mary B. Porter King as the executive director. Of course, she's still the president on the board, and you've just been wonderful, and you've just taken on and moved into Hawaii and gotten so comfortable, and we're going to miss you. We're going to miss you very much.
Well, I'm going to miss you too, Danielle, and I really appreciate the kind words, and I think I can find time to call in from Canada, and we can talk Canadian golf if you want.
Sure. That would be fun. Yeah, okay. All right. Well, you'll do that. All right. So I'll bug you, okay? And I want to that little junior golfer you've got, I want to continue to follow his progress because he's adorable. Thank you so much for being on the show.
You got it. Thank you so much, Danielle. Take care.
You too. Aloha. Speaking of children, Chef Anthony Villanueva, the Edgewood Country Club Rivervale executive chef, is an amazing man. He has a wonderful family, a beautiful wife, kids are great, and he goes one step further. I have a grandson who's on the spectrum, and what Chef Tony is doing is with Greens Do Good and just a lot of people. I am so thankful he's on the show with us next. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
On the road with Little Mike.
Nice door. Nice door.
Hey, that's a beautiful door. Did you sell that garage door, Dad?
Yes, Diane. Rainer Garage Doors has done many fine homes.
Can Rainer do other designs?
Our custom manufacturing means Rainer can build any door an architect can design. We can even use our customers' wood to provide a perfect match with the rest of the house.
What about people who just need security and privacy?
Rainer's full line of doors means we can provide a competitively priced door for every need.
So people get a free consultation, top quality doors, and a fair price. Call my dad at 676-3667.
You just gotta call my daddy now!
676-3667.
This is Little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rainer Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Mariyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
Tampa Pro Shop, TampaProShop.com. Yup, Tampa Pro Shop. They've got golf balls, accessories, clothing. They feature major brands like Bridgestone, Encore, Golf Pride, Blue Tees. They're based in sunny Tampa, and they ship all over the globe. So join thousands of other golfers who receive the best golf products and save some money. Their reputation is backed by their 90-day money-back guarantee. If you're not happy, they'll pay to ship it back. So we want to thank Tampa Bay. I don't know why I do that. It's a kind of like an automatic. Tampa Pro Shop for sending us a case of golf balls, Bridgestone, E12, contacts, straight distance. And we want to give them to you, a box of golf balls. All you got to be is the ninth caller, 845-545-1111. So call 545-1111 so we can give you those golf balls.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Anthony Villanueva, Executive Chef, Edgewood Country Club, Rivervale, home of the inaugural Golf Kitchen Edgewood. Edgewood Country Club hosted the first Golf Kitchen Culinary Excellence Awards event with the fabulous awards ceremony, Golf Channel filming, Edgewood Country Club, Rivervale. Executive Chef Anthony Villanueva was the host chef for the celebrity evening. And today, you'll see Anthony Villanueva's name on the cover of the latest issue of Golf Kitchen magazine. Not for celebrity connections, but for the work he's done with Greens for Good and the Reed Foundation for Autism. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Danielle.
Hi, Anthony. How are you?
I'm good.
You're amazing.
Oh, no, thank you. You're amazing.
All the stuff that you've done. So the evening must have been wonderful. There was an evening of the Reed Foundation for Autism held its first annual golf classic honoring you.
Oh, that's correct. It was a very, very wonderful, special night. I was very flattered to be recognized for all the good, you know, that we've been doing here at Edgewood Country Club, definitely supporting a really wonderful cause. It's just a feel-good day, and it was really good to be acknowledged and thanked by everyone.
Yeah, hosted by Atlanta Falcons' Daron Harmon and his wife, Christine. That must have been cool, meeting them.
It was really, really cool. It was so cool. It was such an awesome event, you know, and I hope everyone left that day feeling a little bit changed, a little bit special, and definitely, you know, we shed light on this wonderful cause and organization that we support.
Now, tell us about Greens Do Good.
Greens Do Good is a it's a hydroponic microgreen company that kicked off about 2 years ago. They purchased an abandoned warehouse and they converted it into microgreens, exclusive, just growing. And the beauty behind it is that it does fund autism, and it does allow young adults with autism to have a special purpose and feel like, you know, they're doing something positive. I support it. Again, you know, I'm an advocate for causes as much as I can. I try to give back. I'm very good friends with Lisa Goldstein, who is the director of the Reed Academy, which is the school for autism. But Greens Do Good is a derivative of that company. And Lisa came to me about 2 years ago. She goes, hey, I have this idea. I want to start growing microgreens. And what are your thoughts? And do you suggest any way to help us? And I was like, wow, I mean, what a great idea. And she came over with these wonderful little plants and seedlings, and they were amazing. And I was like, wow, what a great cause. But what inspired me the most was the message behind the greens, you know. And I said, your greens are spectacular on their own, however your greens have a story behind it, and that in itself will change the world, and it will shed light on your organization. Again, you know, what I tell everybody here at Edgewood Country Club is, you know what? At Edgewood, our greens do good. What do your greens do?
Yo, that's so great. That's great. Now, you were able to, of course, use those greens in your cooking.
Absolutely. Successfully. I finish a lot of my dishes that I serve at the club and for various weddings and banquets. It just kicks up and beautifies what we already do here. But aside from that, I mean, they are far superior than anything that I can purchase, you know, for my vendors. And I also, what I say is, you know what, they're fresher than if you grew them yourself. Literally, when I receive these shipments, I mean, they come completely clean, clipped, ready to go. I mean, you can eat it right out of the bag. I say it's nature's candy. But again, the biggest, you know, strength behind it is the cause. For every item we purchase, we know that the proceeds are going directly, for the benefit of autistic young adults, which means everything to me, you know, just to be able to make a difference and be in a position in my life and career that I can help and I can be a spearhead to this organization. So what I would say is, you know, the stone that's cast into the lake can create a ripple effect that will affect everyone. And there's not one person that doesn't hear about this story and the cause that doesn't want to join and somehow help. So I predict that, again, this company is on the ground floor, but this will hit a national level. I mean, it's just a matter of time. And anything I can do to promote and advocate it, obviously, you know, that's what I'm here for.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a special time.
It is a special time. I always hear this commercial that says that children with autism, when they grow up, you know, they can't find work. And that's a scary thing for anyone who has someone in their family, extended or otherwise, in their family, and you wonder, oh my gosh, you know, I'm not going to live forever. How am I going to help this person? And that's what the Reed Academy does, training the kids so that they're able to then go and find work. And I does Greens Do Good also hire kids on the spectrum?
Absolutely. And you see these kids, I mean, I receive deliveries from them, and the pride in their faces when they're bringing in these boxes, and they feel, you know, so committed. I mean, it's very inspiring. And I had the privilege to attend a graduation ceremony at Greens Do Good on site. And the stories that I heard just from the families and the parents, and what a difference, you know, you cannot walk away with a dry eye, I assure you, because it just affects everyone. I can also share that my oldest daughter is also a teacher for autistic young adults and Phoenix Center in Nutley. And just talking to her and seeing the joy in her eyes, the difference that she's making and the impact in people's lives, it's just really inspiring. You know, she shares pictures with me, and they hug her, and you know, she goes to their homes and tutors them, and it's just a really, really good, you know, feel-good organization. And again, I believe that that's why we're all here. We're all here for a purpose, and we all have certain gifts in life that we get, and it's up to us to use those talents and gifts to make the world a better place. So anything that I can do to make things better, to help organizations, and I mean, that's what we're about. And here at Edgewood Country Club, we are, you know, supporters of great causes, and you know, not just the community, but you know, our membership, anything that we can do to make a difference. And I'm very proud to be a, you know, a part of this whole organization and everything going forward. So being recognized for it, that's just another, you know, it's another feather in the cap. But again, the true message is the good that we can all do. And each one of us can make a difference, whether we support the cause, whether we make a purchase, or just a kind gesture to one another. I mean, that's what it's all about. That's what inspires me the most. And that's the wind underneath my wings.
Wow. And now, you know, in addition to helping the children, the young adults, the people who are looking for something to do, you know, giving them inspiration and a purpose that they can, they're wonderful team players. You know, that's the beauty of Children on the Spectrum. And Greens Do Good uses 90% less water, more energy efficient than traditional soil farms. It's win-win on so many different levels. And
absolutely,
I was just reading something from something that was sent to Diana, that every week you get crisp butterhead lettuce, fragrant, delicious basil, gorgeous microgreens, and nutrient-rich baby kale and arugula delivered by the adults with autism, like Finnegan Ban and Finza Reed Academy graduate, Greens Do Good employee, attended the golf classic to help with registration and later entertained the guests playing his guitar and singing fan favorite songs. So it's wonderful.
It was absolutely wonderful. It was a special, special moment for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So how's the family, Anthony?
The family's very well. You know, like I have a big family.
How many kids do you have?
I have 6 children. One of them is adopted. They're all adults pretty much now. I do have 3 grandchildren. I have a 6-year-old granddaughter. I have a 2-year-old granddaughter, and I just have a new addition of a grandson this year. He's about 4 months. So, yeah, we're, you know, pretty happy grandparents, but a lot of love in my house. Very fortunate.
You are, and it's so much fun when they're grandchild, and 4 months, it's like the perfect age. You know, they're like, smell so good.
It is wonderful, and as grandparents, we get to spoil them rotten, and then we get to send them home. So it's really, really
great. the beauty of it. Anthony Villanueva, Executive Chef, Edgewood Country Club, Rivervale. Now tell me, what are you working on in the kitchen that may be something new?
Oh, my God. Well, we definitely do seasonal things, just everything. I'd like to work around seasonal produce, obviously. But I have many challenges here because we're, in addition to being a country club, we're also open to the public for weddings, and oh my goodness, we are wedding central here. We've done everything from Pakistani, Puerto Rican weddings to you name it, ethnic. We bring it; they all come in, and they leave, you know, with a special feeling. And what I say to come and have an event here at Edgewood is to become a part of our family, and our family has grown quite a bit. And I will say, this is my 7th season here. I've seen a lot of change. The property is absolutely gorgeous. We're still in a transition phase, but robust membership. Everything is just really well, you know, thankfully so. But as far as in the kitchen, I enjoy every challenge that comes my way. I like, you know, new things. Everyone asks me, you know, what is your favorite dish? And my response is always the one, you know, the one I have yet to create. So definitely reinventing myself, trying to stay on the cutting edge. But just enjoying what I do and having fun and trying to inspire my team and, and be the face of the brand that we've established here, which is everything's really, really gone really well for us. So I'm very fortunate to be here.
Well, you inspired me. Anthony Villanueva, Executive Chef, Edgewood Country Club, Rivervale. Thank you so much for sharing this story with us, and thank you for all you do. Anthony
thank
does
you.
Good with Greens Too Good. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And a shout out to Diana DeLucia of Golf Kitchen.
Yes.
She's doing wonderful things for all of us chefs. Definitely, it's always been a pleasure to work with her. I enjoy her magazine, and definitely, she's definitely promoted our club quite a bit, you know, since she's been involved with us. So I'm just very grateful. And I thank everyone, and everyone have a great day.
Thank you. And you can see him in the latest issue of Golf Kitchen. Go to golfkitchen.com. We're going to come back and take a look at what's happening at the first tournament in the what will culminate the FedEx Cup Series and, of course, the Tour Championship. Bob Herrig, senior golf writer for ESPN, is with us after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After 35 years in business, Aloha Power Equipment is moving to a larger location. Now it's all gotta go. Shindaibu and Maruyama up to 25% off. Honda lawnmowers starting at $329. Honda EU2200i generators for $999. All fuel, oil, and lines 25% off. Save big on used equipment, unclaimed repair jobs, display stands. Everything must go. Aloha Power Equipment's moving sale. Come early for the best selection. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it. Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island and Waipahu.
K-O-R-L, Y-N-I, Honolulu. And we don't have our ninth caller yet. 808-545-1111. Bridgestone E12s, that's straight distance. And it's all courtesy of Tampa Pro Shop.
Got a disaster in your business, high-rise, or home? Call MD Restoration, 24-7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. We are totally COVID-compliant. Floods, dirty water cleanup, fire damage repair, mold remediation, smoke damage, asbestos abatement, carpet and upholstery cleaning. Call 528-3434. We're also a licensed general contractor, insurance company experts. Need help now? MD Restoration takes the stress out of your disaster. Get MD cleaned now. Call 528-3434.
Well, it is hurricane season. Linda's remnants arriving tomorrow. Rainer steel doors are an excellent option for your home. The steel doors from Rainer, the garage doors are safe, quiet, efficient. Their Aspen series offers three-layer construction door design, unmatched strength and durability, as well as their exclusive weather lock section joint system to offer maximum protection against heat and, of course, the elements. Go in, check out all the styles and colors, or better yet, if you can't go, just drop into HawaiiDoor.com or call 676-DOOR.
Man, I thought that was in the cup. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Bob Herrig, senior golf writer for ESPN, attended Indiana University on an Evans Scholarship. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bob.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good. How's everything at Liberty National, that oh-so-gorgeous spot?
Yeah, it's a little overcast, but not too bad for golf. Not very windy. Actually, the temperature is pretty comfortable, so these guys are getting it after it today. A lot of birdies early so far, and I think you're going to have a pretty low score for the winter this week, unless the conditions change drastically after that tropical storm comes through here.
Has Henri been downgraded to a tropical storm?
Yeah, I think it's going to hit here as one tomorrow morning, and they're not going to play tomorrow. They've already made that decision. They're going to postpone the final round until Monday. They just don't want to mess with it. It makes sense. I mean, there's supposed to be, you know, 50, 60 mile an hour winds here, and my guess is they feel that even if it passes through, they're going to have a lot of work to do to get the course ready. So they're going to wait till Monday.
Smart. Very, very smart. I'd like to start off with some of the players who didn't make the cut. And it's surprising to me, Colin Morikawa, is he hurt?
Yeah, it sounds like he's dealing with a bit of a back problem that he really didn't talk much about. But I guess it started bothering him a little bit at the Olympics. And, you know, he didn't have a great tournament at the WGC event in Memphis a few weeks ago. And now he's missed the cut here. So, you know, maybe it's a blessing because he gets a couple of days off and can get some rest and rehab or what have you. But, you know, it's not just for the, you know, the playoffs that you're worried about for him. But, you know, I think the U.S. expects him to be a pretty big factor in the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want one of your best players not at his best. Obviously, it's still a ways away, four or five weeks away, but still, they're not going to want to go in there without him playing like he was just a few weeks ago.
Now, even though he missed the cut in this playoff series, it doesn't mean he doesn't play next week, right? Or at the BMW?
Correct. He was number one in points coming in here. He might drop to sixth or seventh, something like that, at the worst. So he'll easily make it to the BMW, which is for the top 70. And he'll, you know, he would make it to the Tour Championship as well, even if he didn't play next week. But of course, he keeps losing spots if he does that. So he, you know, he would like to be able to play and sort of hang in there with his position.
Right, because only the top 30 get to actually play in the Tour Championship.
Correct. I mean, I don't think he has to worry about that, but if you fall too far down the list, it makes it a lot harder to win the FedEx Cup. You know, the Tour Championship is staggered based on what your points are going into it, and you know, you're giving up a lot if you fall down that list too far. So I'm sure he's hoping to be able to play next week and at least be able to hold his position in the top 10 or maybe even move up a little bit.
Now, what is it that John Rahm doesn't like, who was, you know, at one point leading, but, it, you know, it's all, everybody's in different places. He's still up there, but he's on the second hole, and Cameron Smith looks like he's at the lead, but he's on the 14th hole. So you always have to remember these things, folks, if you're watching. So John Rahm doesn't like the playoffs. What doesn't he like?
Well, he doesn't like the fact that, and this has always been a common complaint, but the way it's set up is, I mean, it's supposed to be a season-long points race, and it is. You know, like, they accrue their points all year, and you whatever points you had through last week, you take into this week, and then they increase the points four times this week and next week. So you're building on what you did all year. But then once you get to the Tour Championship, those points are reset into scores. And you could have won every tournament all year, and it's not going to give you any bigger advantage at the Tour Championship than if you, you know, won one tournament and happened to get hot here at the end and took the lead. And he has a problem with that, you know. Now, the other side is in playoffs, you know, as we know, you could have the number one seed that was undefeated and, you know, say in some sort of a tournament, the number eight seed that barely scraped in. And if number eight beats number one, number eight moves on, you know? So like that, there's not as much of an advantage in the playoffs in American sports. In football, you might get a bye week. You know, you're going to get a home game. In baseball, you're going to one extra home game, but you still got four in a series, no matter how you got there.
So, you know, golf has tried to equate that a little bit, but really probably the word playoffs is a bad word.
Yeah.
Because true playoffs would mean if you played poorly like Morikawa did, you'd be out.
Yeah.
Well, the tour doesn't want that either. You know, they don't want the stars who had a great year to be out. So it's you know, it's always been a little controversial, and there's always detractors, and yes, definitely, I think there's a way they could do it better. For whatever reason, they've chosen not to, and you know, this is what they got to deal with right now.
Yeah, and it was interesting. I read your article too. This is Bob Herrig, ESPN. It's really easy to follow Bob on Twitter. He posts interesting comments about what's going on, as well as, of course, writes for ESPN. And then you can read the articles that he's written. And you wrote about Jon Rahm, and he acknowledged, you know, I understand that you don't want to lose the top players. So it's tough. And a lot of people don't like match play because, you know, if let's say in the old days when Tiger Woods would get blown out, then nobody was watching. So the ratings drop.
Yeah, it's a tough one they're trying to balance for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Phil Mickelson didn't make the cut. He didn't play very well. Now, he's trying to impress the Ryder Cup captain to be a pick. But I was thinking, like, wouldn't he be better as an assistant captain?
Yeah, I mean, I think at this point, that's probably what he's looking at. And, you know, the bottom line is, you know, Phil sort of, I guess, made a deal with the devil and won the PGA Championship. And it's really the only thing he's done. His next best finish all year is a tie for 17th at Memphis 2 weeks ago. After that, he was tied for 21st at the Masters. You know, he's had a lot of poor finishes out of the top 60 several times. So is that who you want to pick for the Ryder Cup? Does he deserve it? You know, there was a time back in the day when if you won the PGA Championship, you automatically got picked for the Ryder Cup. That is no longer the case. And, you know, we have a lot of good young players frankly, have had more consistent years than Phil. You know, like, how do you leave out, you know, over Phil? How do you leave out Daniel Berger or maybe Harris English or, you know, I'm trying to think of some of the guys who are in their phenom is vying
yes.
first spot. You know, Jason Kokrak might be a guy you want. Patrick Cantlay. Those guys are all outside of the top six right now. And if I think there's an argument to be made that if Phil had performed really well, he'd be right in line, you know. But he hasn't, and he admits, you know, I only had one really good tournament. And his last Ryder Cup was pretty much a disaster in 18. And he didn't even play in the President's Cup 2 years ago. I mean, you know, it might just be time to let some of these young guys shine. And,
and
let's be honest, they need to figure out pairings and who is going to match up with who better than basing it on results. Now, look at the guys who are up there and who's going to be best with Bryson, who's going to be best with Dustin Johnson. We need a partner for these guys, and that should be more their concern than rewarding, who had the better year than somebody. Because in the end, that doesn't really matter at the Ryder Cup. It's a totally different format, different style. You got to make putts. It's not stroke play. It's going to be interesting. You know, Stricker gave himself six picks, and, you know, sometimes be careful what you wish for, because I think it's going to be a difficult decision.
Yes, indeed. I had to chuckle. You know, Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau. Is it time for those guys to just, you know, stop already?
I think so. Now I think it's a little forced, and it's probably run its course without something of substance. you know, keeping it going.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if they were to play together, you know, that would be legitimate. You know, if they were in the same group, but in a tournament here. But if they're not, and all it is kind of the sniping, and you know, it's borderline juvenile. At some point, I think they should move on. And frankly, you know, Bryson's got other things to worry about right now.
You mean like his game?
You know, his game is just, you know, all the stuff that's been going on with him lately, you know, all the drama, you know, whether it be the, you know, the breakup with his caddy or the driver thing at the Open, the testing positive for COVID and missing the Olympics.
Yep.
You know, then getting mad about how that was, you know, the fact that it was reported and he got a lot of pushback. You know, it's sort of the one thing after another and not a whole lot about his golf.
Exactly. You know, let's focus on the game. Before we close, I just wanted to say that I totally understood why Brooks Koepka rolled his eyes when Bryson DeChambeau walked right into his camera shot, because, you know, he was doing a stand-up. Brooks was doing a Q&A with whomever it was. And Bryson just walked right. And you know what's funny? He looked at him. He knew what he was doing. And who does that? Who walks into it's your moment. And it just seemed like so childish to do that. And whatever it started up with, it's done already. Just drop it. It's boring already, guys. One final question that I have to ask about Adam Scott. Now, he played brilliantly on Thursday, couldn't put together on Friday. He shot a 67, 75. Did he lose his card?
No. He was in the, if you make the top 125, you're exempt. And he was in, because he was in here, he's in the top 125.
Okay.
But he had an exemption anyway because he won a tournament in 2020. So that brings you, you know, not only the rest of that year, but two more years.
Gotcha.
So he'd be exempt. You know, he was exempt for this season. And next season, actually. Next season and the one after, because this was the first year, and then next year would be another one. So, yeah, he's fine, and he made it anyway. You know, he was in the top 125. It's just a shame that, you know, he started to finally find some form. He had a good first round. I mean, you're looking at him content, and then he, you know, misses a kind of a shocker.
Yeah. That was a shock. I was surprised because I wasn't able to catch up on Friday. And then I looked at the leaderboard. I went, where did Adam Scott go?
Yep.
Yeah. Bob Herrig, so good to talk to you. It's been a real busy, busy summer, and it continues. I hope we can catch up again before the, you know, winter.
That sounds good.
Excellent. Thank you. Happy to do it. Great. Thanks so much. I want to thank the people who make this show possible. Sears Electric has been leader for 40 years. Sears Electric, looking for a few good electricians. We're busy, they say. Call 842-1944, 842-1944, that's extension 23. Sears Electric, where they do it right. Join their team. Call 842-1944. 44, extension 23. Rainer Doors. It's hurricane season, and you know Linda's remnants are arriving, and she's going to mess us up. Rainer steel doors are an excellent option for your home. The steel doors from Rainer are quiet, safe, efficient. Their Aspen series offers three-layer construction door design. Check them out. HawaiiDoor.com. Thank you to Tampa Pro Shop for all of the support they've given us with their Bridgestone golf balls that we're able to give away every week. Thank you, Aloha Power Equipment. And the moving sale continues because they're getting very, very close to when they'll be actually moving into their very large store. And of course, they have some interesting product also coming in. So check it out. Go to Aloha Power Equipment, Sand Island, Waipahu. MD Restoration, flood, fires, you need help this weekend. be prepared. Have the phone number 528-3434, MD Restoration, licensed contractors. This is the Golf Club. I'm Danielle Tucker. Aloha.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2021.